Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flicked him, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and for the next hour, I'll be bringing you the best of the 80s, as I usually do here every Friday night at 10 p.m. Tonight is the first Songs from the Squid Pod show for Black History Month, and while I don't have any special theme for the show, aside from the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, which I usually do, I did want to point out that today, February 7th, is also National Black HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. I'm trying to raise awareness of the disproportionate impact of the disease on the black community and encouraging people to get tested and get into treatment. The effort is also focused on the friends and family members of those affected by the disease to be sure they know they are loved and supported. And people may be more likely to get tested for HIV, seek care, and stay in treatment if they know they are not alone. All right, let's quickly address the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week before we start the show. And that is, this punk band's fifth studio album celebrated its 40th anniversary this week. And the members weren't related to each other, but used pseudonyms with inspiration from a name Paul McCartney used to check into hotels. Name that band. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is
the Ramones.
There you go. I didn't see you make a move there, so I'm like, sure he knows that, the answer to it. But anyway, yes, that's right. End of the Century was released February 4th, 1980. Reaching number 44 in the U.S. and number 14 here in the U.K. And McCartney used Paul Ramone as a pseudonym. So there you go. If you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio. Every Friday night prior to the show, I'll tweet the question and answer it on the air. I also post the answer along with a link for the playlist and archive of the show after the show as well. Starting off tonight's show with a tribute to the Ramones, End of the Century, only on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
Hey, these minstrels will soothe my jangled nerves.
I'd just like to say this gig sucks.
Hey, up yours, Springfield.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Yeah.
is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Banana. Do you like bananas? Pop, pop, banana.
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. We started the show off with a mini tribute to the Ramones and their fifth studio album, End of the Century, which was released 40 years ago this past Tuesday on February 4th, 1980. First track we heard was Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio? And then we heard This Ain't Havana, and we wrapped it up with All the Way. And speaking of anniversaries, let's start the next set off with a single from Depeche Mode that celebrated its 30th anniversary a couple days ago as well.
one in the world would believe you're straight. You're as gay as a clutch purse on Tony night. I fell out of the gay tree, hitting every gay branch on the way down. You landed on a gay guy, and you did him.
It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire. Diving back into the 80s here, as usual, every Friday night, starting at 10 p.m. Got about a half an hour to go here, but let's chat about what we've been listening to, shall we? Started that last set off with Depeche Mode and Enjoy the Silence from their 1990 release, Violator. The single of Enjoy the Silence there was released 30 years ago this past week on February 5th. Ultravox was in there with Him off of their 1982 release, Quartet. That's their sixth studio album. I reached number six in the UK and number 61 here on the US charts. Fiction Factory gave us Feels Like Heaven. There's a one-hit wonder for you from the 80s. From their 1984 debut, Throw the Warped Wheel Out. They were a Scottish new wave pop rock band that didn't last very long. I think they had two full length album releases. In Spiral Carpets were in there with Caravan. That's from their 1991 release, The Beast Inside. And up next is this week's Hip Hop Artist of the Week, EPMD, here on Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
We now return you to the program in progress.
Stand clear. EPMD is a world premiere. From New York, straight talk. America's best. Cold Wild Long Island is where we rest.
The style of the rap makes your hands clap. Take care of yourself because the lines are strapped. They mean business, no time for play. If you buy a line, they blow your way. The more you bite, your body gets hot. Don't get too close because you might get shot. Knowing up my rhyme like a poisonous rat. Don't play dumb, boy, you're smarter than that.
It's my thing. Rhythmatic style keeps the rhyme flowing. The brain's already biting without you knowing. Can't understand why your body's getting weaker. Then you realize that the voice from the speaker. The mind become delirious. Situation serious. Don't get ill. Go and get curious.
Enough about that. Let's get on to something better. And if it gets warm, take off the hot sweater. And if you want some water, I get you a cup. And if you don't want it, then burn the hell up. I'm telling you now, boy, you ain't jack. Talking much junk like Mr. T is your back, but he's not. So don't act cute, cause if we do, you in high pursuit.
It's my thing.
On, you would notice a change. The way I throw down, the way I say my name. The mic that I'm packing is flame resistant, so it's cool and keep your distance. When I walk into the party, girls are screaming at me. I park my mic in my hose and then I yell, freeze.
Freeze.
Music, please. Oh yes, say a deaf rhyme, then I put him to rest. Every time I rock a rhyme, I can tell that you like it. The notion is strong like the mind of a psychic. The mind is weary, floating like a dove. Sweating the things like a jewel's making love. Control the crowd so they can accept it. Total concentration is the perfect mix.
It's my thing.
The strong I attack, the ones who got the mic and freeze, I throw back. I perfect and eject, make MC sweat. Take them off on the mic, then I tell them step. Not waiting or debating, cause MCs keep hating. Playing me too close, like two dogs mating. Now let's get on with the rest of the lesson. Don't really like it when suckers start messing. Trying to make a scene, talking very loud. Talking much junk to attract the crowd. You say you want to battle, your first mistake. You get the quiet and stuff like you was out of wake. End up beginning, you knew you wasn't winning. Now you're first shame, your head starts bending. Kind of upset, boy, I understand. You lost again, I won, goddamn.
It's my thing.
My funky fresh lyrics put you in the spirit. I'll speak a little louder for you suckers can't hear it. The rhymes I design are right on time. And at the crown of my mic, flash a danger sign. Cause I'm the thriller of Manila. Cold killer, drink Budweiser, cannot stand Miller. MC's cold clock until the party's through. Then they tap me on my shoulder and say, this buzz for you. To be a real MC, you can't be obedient. To be smooth is the main ingredient. You have to be sooky like a Milky Way. To be able to make it work, you rest and play. I control the pace of the razor rhymes going. Hydraulic eject is the way they're flowing. Slow, yes, just like the order. Comparison is wave like the motion of water. Smooth. It is spinning, got your fly girly grinning. MD is on the mic, you know I'm only beginning. Rhymes fresh and fresh, never heard me fest. Scored 110 on my MC test. My rhymes are stronger than Tyson. Hold the MC license when I grab the mic. MCs get frightened. I'm dangerous, I need to cross some bones. Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. What I mean by lounge, I don't mean biting. Huh, you mess around and we'll be fighting. It's alright if you bite, but don't recite, because the rhymes are mine and that ain't right. But that's chill, just chill to the next episode. I'm a J, yo, release the chorus.
It's my thing.
we are the dreamers of dreams.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. If you enjoyed my look back at the 80s, be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp. Got time for one more track, but let's talk about what we've been listening to. We start off the set with the 80s Hip Hop Artist of the Week, EPMD, and It's My Thing from their 1988 debut, Strictly Business. Formed in Brentwood, New York in 1987 by members Eric Sermon and Parrish Smith. EPMD is short for Eric Sermon and Parrish Smith Making Dollars. And It's My Thing was their debut single that ultimately landed them a deal with Fresh Records. And Strictly Business went on to number one on the U.S. R&B charts in 1988. As did their next two albums. All right, and then we heard from last week's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week, E.G. Daily and Say It, Say It, off of her 1985 debut, Wild Child. The Lucy Show was in there with New Message from their 1986 release, Mania. Joe Jackson gave us It's Different for Girls off of his 1979 debut, I'm the Man. And wrapping up the set was The Jam and Dreamtime from their 1980 release, Sound Effects, which is celebrating its 40th anniversary later this year, I believe in November. It's the start of the spring schedule here at MFO, and we have a new show starting for you at 11. SMH is up next. Not sure if they're actually here or not, but we will find out. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you.